Elijah was so frightened to listen to this that he fled to save his life, taking with him his servant. They went to Beersheba, which is in Judah. Elijah left his servant there. Then Elijah walked all day in the desert, then sat under a bush, and wishing to die, he said, "It's enough, Lord, let me die, for I am not better than my ancestors." Then Elijah lay down there under the bush and fell asleep. And an angel approached Elijah, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat." Elijah saw that extremely near there was bread being cooked over a charcoal fire and a pitcher of water. Elijah ate and drank and then went back to sleep. Later, an angel of the Lord approached him again, and touching him, he said, "Get up and eat. If you don't eat, you won't have the necessary strength for the journey." So Elijah got up, ate, and drank. The food gave him enough strength to walk for 40 days and 40 nights until he arrived at Horeb, the mountain of God. Life is not easy, my beloved friend. No one said it was going to be easy. No one said that the race we had in front of us was not going to have any obstacles. This life is complicated, but it is a gift from God. You just must learn how to walk in this life. I want to talk to you about a man named Elijah, a man who had known God's power and his different manifestations. We called Elijah a man of faith, a man ready to fight, a man who was ready to do anything, but also a man full of emotions, full of ups and downs in his mind and heart, who, regardless of his ups and downs, regardless of experiencing moments in his emotional state, he was a man who loved God with all his heart. And in the midst of everything, because he knew God, he learned how to walk in this life. When we realize that although many times we might want to throw in the towel, The Lord knows that there is a purpose in us, and He would not leave us alone until we get to the end, to the goal. Elijah was a risky man, a person like you and I, but who, at certain moments, decided to take risks of faith. Here we find him walking in the desert, but not in a risky manner to confront a new season or to walk toward a new goal. Now, Elijah is not confronting an external challenge. Rather, he is confronting one of the greatest challenges in his life, which was himself. This reminds me when the Apostle Paul gives advice to Timothy by saying, "Beware of yourself." At times, strong enemies are not outside, they are inside. And if they dominate your mind, they will also dominate your heart. And they will be the ones who will dominate the way we react to our life. Elijah was living complicated moments. Of course, he had just seen a great manifestation from God. He had just came out of a moment where fire had rained from heaven and consumed an altar by means of his prayer, which put an end to the life of 450 prophets, false prophets of Baal, and had shown the people of Israel that God was big and mighty. Nevertheless, a great enemy rose against him, because when we enjoy great victories, we must talk about great battles. We cannot be asking God to give us a victory if we do not have the strength to assert ourselves in Him to confront the battle. We must learn that many of the battles we fight in life, or we could say most of the battles, are battles that we cannot conquer in our own strength. I believe that to be bold means to recognize that we are weak. And when we run out of strength, I believe, is the only time we can see God act. When some of our humanity remains, we still think that we can resist and conquer in our own strength. But when we run out of strength, we recognize how small we are, that we are limited, that we are weak, that we are fragile. This is the great teaching that this pandemic has left us. How weak we are, how small we are, how limited we are, and that we totally depend on God. Nevertheless, when we are limited, when we give up, we often do not run to God, but we are inclined to throw in the towel. When I talk to you about throwing in the towel, it means to give up, but without trust in the Lord. In other words, a total surrender of continuing advancing in life. To stop dreaming, to stop walking on the purpose God has established for each of us. To think that everything is over and there is no hope. It's very different when we surrender because we want to rest and allow God to take the control. But at times, we are so stubborn that we do not surrender. We still do not surrender the control and do not look up at heaven. Elijah experienced a moment like this. He saw a mighty movement from God. He was a man of faith, but he also realized that he had great enemies. There was a woman named Jezebel who rose against Elijah, and she threatened to destroy him. Consequently, Elijah fled. Some say that Elijah was a coward who was afraid of Jezebel, but I believe that more than fleeing from Jezebel, Elijah had an internal struggle in his heart. It is those struggles that we call small that at a certain moment stop us from passing through and make us throw in the towel. Those struggles that do not allow us to see beyond the situation that we have in front of us. At a certain moment, we were able to enjoy the glory of God, and next, it seems like we forgot. The situation of the moment makes us think that God forgot simply because we gave up, we got tired. And we do not remember that God had always been there. This happened to Elijah, and his strongest fight was with himself. A moment arrived in the desert where he lies down, and his only petition was for God to take his life. To arrive at the point of asking the Lord, "Take me with you," is because extraordinarily strong disillusionment is there. The stress that does not let us go on. Have you ever felt distressed? Have you ever felt depressed? For some, this is not important. But for those who have gone through heavy moments where they have felt without strength to keep going, they can understand that it is a complicated matter, because This is about the soul. If in the midst of this matter we do not turn to God, it is very probable that we will end up lying on the floor, completely defeated. Elijah began to ask God, "Take my life." But God's response was not what Elijah was expecting to hear. At a certain moment, he lies down to sleep, tired, exhausted, maybe with some complaints in his mind, questioning if he had been God's instrument to do big things, like showing to an entire nation that God is real. Why did he now have to flee? Because they were going to kill him. There are questions that sometimes are not going to have an answer. God is not going to answer them because he wants you to learn to trust him completely and understand that even if your enemies rise, even if the situation is very adverse, you can trust him completely. And that if he has the control, everything will work for the good, and you will walk in an unquestionable 100% victory. Hence, when Elijah wanted to throw in the towel, an angel of the Lord appeared to revive him. He gave him food. Do you know why? When we end up with no strength, we were out, and we need to be strengthened. And it is there where the Lord shows us his love and mercy. He gives us the strength to get up and continue going. But now, no longer being sustained by what we know or by trusting in our own strength, but sustained by him. Let me tell you that all this time, you have not walked alone. The Lord has been holding your hand. Perhaps you have given up and have said, "I can't go on anymore." Maybe your prayer has been the same as Elijah's. But when God has a purpose, he has prepared for you this moment. And I want to tell you today on God's behalf that God's answer is not that you are going to stay in the middle of the desert. Today, through these words, God is bringing you nourishment for your life. He tells you there still is hope. Not everything is over. You simply need to begin to see things differently. Now you will change your strategy. Now, listen to me and let me guide you. When Elijah listened to the angel, he got up. The only thing that the angel said to Elijah was, "Get up and eat, Elijah. I come on behalf of God to tell you, get up and let the Lord fill your heart and fill your life. You already noticed that the world has nothing to offer you. You tried everything that was at your reach, and at the end, you realized that nothing worked. The emptiness in your heart is still there. The problems still continue. And this is because, my beloved friend, in life, problems are going to be at the mercy of the day. We cannot choose what we want to live, but we can choose how we are going to live. And there is where God's advice presents itself. His strength renews our strength. We can get up and move forward. The food that Elijah enjoyed helped him to walk 40 days and 40 nights in a desert under one promise. Do you know what that promise was? Get up, Elijah, because you still have a long way to go. Today, God's word is for you. It is. Get up and allow. Allow God to fulfill your heart. Let it be a true repentance and that in your heart is the longing to have God live in your life. This is what will sustain you so you can run in this race. Perhaps the solution will not arrive now, but the Lord is going to strengthen you. He never promised that we were not that we were to be exempt from any difficulty. In the contrary, Jesus told us, in this world you will have affliction, but the good news arrived. But trust in me, I have conquered the world. And if Jesus won, my beloved friend, what are you waiting for to believe, to make of yourself more than a winner? Get up. It's not the moment to throw in the towel. You still have a long way to go. And God is going to be with you and will not rest until He leads you to the purpose He has determined for you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your great love and mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness, for what you teach us each day. Today, Lord, we decide to listen to your voice. Come and fill our life. We are weary, but we now recognize, Lord, that without you, nothing has meaning. This moment had to happen for us to realize it. I pray for each person who receives this devotional and who is receiving this advice. Lift them up, Lord, and let this word be nourishment that helps them to get up and renew their strength again to be able to walk, because a long road is waiting for them. Thank you, Lord. Because not everything is over. With you, we are more than victors. This was a translation from a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to follow him in Instagram under Pastor Elias H. C, and to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. He sends you blessings.